Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids. Designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Definitely staying visible and trying to speak up as much as we can helps a little bit, but silence doesn't do anything at all. At all.
Hey everyone, I'm Janelle Farias, and today I'm here with Abby Duncan. I had a great convo with Abby. We talked about her coming out process, the battles she faced with mental health, and how she found the strength to overcome them. We talked about the importance of visibility and representation, and what there's still left to do for sports to be a place where athletes can feel safe and be seen for who they are. And we talked about how she loves doing bicep curls. Abby Duncan is an American 3.5-point wheelchair basketball player who won gold at the 2015 Parapan American Games in Toronto, Canada, the 2016 Paralympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and the 2019 Women's U25 Wheelchair Basketball World Championship in Suphanburi, Thailand. Abby is also an athlete ally ambassador and an out queer athlete. Abby, thanks for sharing some of your time with us today. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I'm super excited for this conversation.
Good. I was like a mouthful reading everything that you've done, that you've accomplished. And I know that there's so much more. But let's get into the first question. Tell us a bit about your journey coming out being a professional athlete.
God, everyone has such a unique coming out story, and it's different for everybody. So I grew up in a small town at the time in Texas, out of all places. And so while I was dealing with, am I gay, possibly, I was also trying to adjust life in a wheelchair or with a physical disability. And so trying to navigate between the two was mentally just challenging. And so one, on the disability side, I didn't know anybody else with physical disability after I got hurt. But I also didn't know anybody who was out, publicly out. And so for me, basketball was really the vehicle that led me to become authentically me. When I went to college, I went to college at University of Texas at Arlington, where I got to play for 5 years. And my freshman year, that team was like, okay, Ab, you're gay. I was like, am I? I think you guys are right, but I don't know. Am I? But they, because of the environment they created, and they were so open and welcoming, they were like, okay, no matter who you are, we accept you for you. And so that led me to be freer on the court and play to my best ability. And when I got to the U.S. team, I remember sitting at the Olympic Train Center in Colorado Springs in one of the athlete kind of game rooms in the dorms, thinking, okay, I've come out to my family, everyone I know, and I've had great reaction. I'm very fortunate in that sense because I know everyone doesn't have that same sense. But I was like, I've never publicly come out. How do you do this? Do I even need to at this point? And so I was in there with a teammate and I was like, hey, should I like post this on, that's when Facebook was cool, Facebook.
Back in the day.
Yeah, Meta. And I was like, should I just post this? She's like, I don't care what you do. I was like, that's actually probably the way to think about it. And so I posted it. Then we had a training session and I come back and my phone is just blown up. Majority of good reaction. There were a few people who had negative reaction, but I'm like, at the same point, I haven't talked to you in so many years. So why does your opinion matter to what I'm doing now? Like, and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so I've just been very fortunate enough to surround myself with people and teammates and coaches who support me for me. And that doesn't affect my playing style. And if anything, it makes me feel, like I mentioned, just freer and more confident. So the more confident I am off the court, I know I will be on the court.
I love that you said that basketball was your vehicle. For me, it was soccer. So it's just fascinating how important sports is in this process of finding your identity. You also mentioned you had a positive response from people in your inner circle. Who were those people specifically that helped you in that coming out process?
Yeah, and I will say, and I'm sure you could probably attest to this too, playing sport at any high level, you're already under a microscope in some sense. Okay. And so adding another layer of that, of being part of the LGBTQIA plus community, that's a whole nother layer. And this day and age, it's a whole story, unfortunately. But for me, I had a head coach, Stephanie Wheeler, who who's also an athlete ally ambassador, and he was done such great work for adaptive sports and visibility. She was like, okay, you're going to be fine. Like, you got this. You're on this team for a reason. And she welcomed me with open arms. And it's really that environment that made it just so surreal and just opening, and just, it was great.
That's awesome that you had that in your inner circle. It's so important to feel like, you know, you can connect with somebody in that sense. What was their response from your family, your parents?
My mom, she's the MVP. She has been the backbone. She was the one that would take me to and from all sorts of doctor's appointments to figure out what was going on. But when I finally came, she's like, yeah, I know. We've known since you were four. So I'm like, I feel like that was a gist amongst my family members, which was pretty, you know, positive. But like I said, there were a few that not so positive, but those people are in my corner today and won't be in the future. But I'm very fortunate for the group that I do have now.
You also mentioned that, like, when you decided to come out publicly, you didn't know how. I think that's a very common theme for lots of people within our community. What advice can you give to somebody out there that doesn't know how to publicly come out?
Just go with your gut. There's no perfect way to come out. There's no guidebook. There's no handbook. There's no rule book to say, hey, this is how you need to come out. I think just do in the way that you're comfortable with and that feels true to your core. But that would.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Be my advice.
I think that's perfect. You said there's no like perfect way to do it, no one way to go about it. And I think that goes for anything and everything in life. So that's great life advice. You talked about how, you know, coming out and being gay adds like another layer of pressure. I know you've struggled with your mental health on and off. You've had, you've suffered with CRPS. You've had some very difficult moments where you didn't know how to move forward, but you found a way to move forward. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, trying to juggle one, being gay, and two, adjusting to life with a disability. I got into a chair because I had a med student who was learning how to do a lumbar nerve block. Learning how to do it. You make mistakes. Things happen. And then I had another treatment that didn't go as planned. And I was told, if you care about your health and your well-being, you will never get tattoos. I've got 7 so far. You will never drink caffeine. I have at least 3 cups of coffee a day because I can't go without that. And you will never play basketball or any type of contact sport. And so I'm like, oh, this is like devastating. Like, what am I going to do? Because at that time, I let sport become who I was. But when you strip that away, it's like, okay, now who are you? So that was a life lesson on what I do is not who I am. Even in the workspace, what I do is not who I am. And adjusting to that mentally, I hit rock bottom. And looking back, I think if I did not hit rock bottom, I don't know if I would be here. But once you hit rock bottom, there's only one way to go, and that's up. And so, and I know I could not have done that by myself. I was very fortunate to have my family, my corner, my close friends, my teammates to pull me out, because I didn't think that you could, you know, live independently with a disability. And I could not see myself in a world where I was publicly out, because I didn't know anybody. At that point, the only people I knew were watching Brittany Griner play at Baylor and Sue Bird. But there wasn't a lot of visibility at that time. And especially in the Paralympic sport, there's not a lot. So I had to navigate that route a little bit by myself until I got to the U.S. team and met Steph Wheeler and saw, okay, I can do this and I will do this.
And how do you prioritize your mental health? How did you do it in that moment? How do you do that now in your everyday life?
Ooh, I think back then it was just taking one day at a time, waking up, finding one thing to be genuinely happy about. I'll take that as a win. Now it's consistency. It's making sure I get enough sleep. I get my workouts in. I have no excuse now because we have our whole workout set up in our garage. And we're eating right. We're doing everything we need to, but just staying consistent with it. Because I can't show up for my team or even my work teammates and be the best teammate if I can't be the best version of myself that I can be. So I have to make sure I'm taking care of myself so I can take care of my team. But that's kind of my mental health advice there.
It's huge. How do you think wheelchair basketball compares to other sports in terms of LGBTQ plus inclusion? And how did that affect your performance on the court?
Yeah, so I think adaptive sports is a little different. As Paralympians, we're used to adversity. I mean, that's in the name Paralympian, right? And I think we're also a group of athletes that has been unfortunately used to being, you know, in other categories or underestimated. So we're used to that. We're gaining steps, but we're not there yet. And when I first joined, or when I first started playing basketball, I was told, hey, we don't care how you got here or why you're here. We're just glad you're here and you can play ball. So we're going to play ball. And so it was just really cool learning everybody's stories, eventually what brought them here and how it all brought it to the same court in that same moment just to play a game of basketball, which is really cool. And I remember going to my very first international tournament, which was the Paraplan Games or Pan Am Games for stand-up ball in Toronto. And that was my first time being in a place where other athletes are from other countries ever. Again, small town Texas, that was like all I knew at that point. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like so many people of different walks of life. Like there's a whole world out there that I had no idea about. But wheelchair basketball has been, like I said, the vehicle for me to not only come out to be who I am, but to go to college, earn a degree, travel the world, rep USA across my chest, and play with and against some of the greatest people I've ever known. So it really has been life-saving. And I think sport, I'm sure you can probably agree, is that sport has this really unique factor about it and the way it brings people together from everywhere, all beliefs, all walks of life, but it unites people. And that's the really beautiful thing about sport.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids, designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
I completely agree. I love that you say that. Life-saving. I think life-saving is a really good way to describe what sport has done, not just for us, but I'm sure for so many people out there. Why has it been important for you to use your voice to champion LGBTQ plus inclusion?
Definitely staying visible and trying to speak up as much as we can helps a little bit, but silence doesn't do anything at all. At all. And I think especially in this day and age, the more we show up, the more we show out, it's just going to keep going from here. And I think the athletes have gone before me and that will continue to compete and they'll go after me have really set the stage for what it means to be not only an LGBTQ athlete, but a really good freaking athlete at the highest level too. And so we're going to get hopefully to one point to where it doesn't matter if an athlete is gay, straight, bi, trans, whatever it may be, that they're just really good at what they do. And we should applaud them for that.
I definitely agree with you. What would it mean or what does it mean for a team or a league to invest in LGBTQ plus athletes, not just during Pride Month or Pride Night or whatever, but year round for them to do it all the time?
It's one thing for a team to accept you versus tolerate you. And I know from my experience is when I was really brought into the team and they wanted to get to know me as a human being first and foremost, and they cared about my opinions on and off the court. And so I know that meant that they fully accepted who I was and they were totally fine with it. And like I mentioned earlier, that allowed me to be freer on the court. So we're going to hopefully get to a point to where it doesn't matter at all. And this will just be, you know, a little cherry on top, but doesn't have to be the whole discussion. But right now it does have to be the whole discussion because of where we are in this day and age.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. There's a big difference between a team just tolerating you and a team that actually embraces you and accepts you. With that in mind, like what can the team do to shift from just that tolerating someone to fully celebrating them and accepting them for who they are?
I think just welcoming them with open arms. as a human being, and just know that they're there for a reason, and they're there because they can play whatever sport that they're there to play, and just know that they're loved and that their league or team supports them 100% and not just shows up every June or once in a blue moon, but it's year round.
Yeah. And I mean, we have come a long way, but there's still so much to do, so much room to grow. And I know personally that, you know, I've been on teams where even though I have been accepted, there's still not enough safe spaces to speak up if they're being bullied or discriminated against. So what do you think still needs to change in sports for us to reach a place where everybody feels safe?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I guess I got a question for you then based off of that is, what do you feel like you needed when you first came out in sport that was missing?
I think personally, I was always really confident in myself. Mm-hmm. I think I didn't struggle with that per se, but what was hard is that every time I was myself, somebody would question it. Like, what do you mean you're going to post a picture of you and your girlfriend? What do you mean you're going to hold somebody's hand? So I think what could have helped then, and I know some sports and some teams have implemented this, is just education on how to communicate with somebody on even what these different terms mean, on how to address somebody that identifies differently.
And even that brings up a really good point is of like having, I know there was competition a few years ago for wheelchair basketball that was in a country where it was illegal to be gay. What precautions do you take when you have competitions or games or matches or whatever it may be, and it's somewhere where that's not welcome, but you have players who are affiliated under being LGBTQIA+. I think that's a space that where leagues and teams could probably grow and around the education piece too to help out our athletes.
I love everything that you've said so far. I'm sure that it's going to help at least one person out there. And I always look at it that way. If, you know, we can help just one person have a better life, then we're doing what we're here to do. But we're going to change it up a little bit, and we're going to do a bit of rapid fire. Keep it short or long, however you want. Just whatever comes to your mind when I ask you the following questions. Okay. One word to describe the queer community in sports.
Legendary.
That's classic. I haven't heard that one yet. And I didn't think about that one myself, but I love that one. Hype song that makes you feel invincible.
Oh, it depends on my mood and depends on the day. Right now, my workout playlist is a lot of like house EDM remixes or millennial pop remixes. An artist that pops to me is Taylor Acorn. She's a little bit more rock. And then there's a song, I can't remember the name of it, but love remixes that genre. I can't name a specific song though.
You got to send me that playlist because I need to expand my music. Okay. Favorite exercise?
Ooh, bicep curls. Super generic gym bro-ish. That's disgusting. I'm so sorry, but yeah.
Okay, best way for a teammate or anyone to be a true ally?
Just be human, accepting. Just be a good friend as anybody would, regardless if you're gay, straight, bi, trans. You know, just be a good friend.
That's awesome. One thing you wish you could tell your high school athlete self?
Ooh, that's a laundry list. I would probably say this is not your ceiling.
I like that. Authenticity on the court means?
I think just set up for success off the court. That was a really bad way to put it. But I just think if you can control what's on the court, when you get off the court, you apply the same principles and you're going to be set up for life.
100%. If you could help somebody out there that's struggling with their identity right now, what would you tell them?
Take it one day at a time.
And that goes for everything in life. Abby, thanks for being yourself, for using your voice. I hope to see more athletes and people from all backgrounds living authentically and being celebrated for who they are. Now, tell our viewers, our listeners, where to follow your journey. What are your social media handles? Where can we find you and see what you're all about?
Yeah, I've got Instagram. I think my username is adump23. And I have LinkedIn, which is just my name, Abby Duncan. So look me up and happy to stay connected.
Thanks for joining us and don't miss the next episode.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.